This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week, Radio Edition. Ahead, we'll have a quick playoff update as four teams remain alive for the Ed Chynoweth Cup. As well, a WHL Bantam Draft Preview. Hear from some of the top available 1999 Bantam Age players leading up to Thursday's draft in Calgary. And two teams are in the process of changing ownership. Prince George Cougars and the Regina Pats. 19-year owner of the Pats, Russ Parker, held a news conference this week. We'll have more on that. Well, two familiar teams are just one win each away from lining up in the WHL Championship Series for a third straight year. The Portland Winterhawks lead the Kelowna Rockets in the Western Final, while the Edmonton Oil Kings have a series edge over Medicine Hat in the East. Should Portland and Edmonton both advance, it would mark a third straight final between the two clubs. Edmonton won the Ed Chynoweth Cup back in 2012 in a seven-game series, while Portland returned the favor last year, winning the WHL title.
The quest for the Ed Chynoweth Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
Well, the WHL's Bantam Draft is set for Calgary's Deerfoot Inn and Convention Center Thursday. All 22 clubs will build their teams for the future. Now, there are several 1999 Bantam-aged hockey players hoping to hear their name called first at the draft. Now, WHL This Week contacted some of these potential top picks. North Shore Winter Club's Jordy Bellerive has received attention all season long, scoring 61 goals and adding 53 assists in 63 games this season.
I think I'm a strong skating power forward who likes to take the puck to the net and occasionally do a little dangling, but I think the best asset of my game is my shot, so I like to get my shot away really from anywhere, and I guess that's probably the best point of my game.
Jordy's older brother, Matt, plays with the WHL's Kamloops Blazers, a former second-round pick of the Vancouver Giants. Jordy would love to be the top pick come Thursday.
It's been a dream of mine to go first pick ever since my brother was in the draft back in 2009. It's always been there when I watched Derek Kulyak go up for the first pick, and it would be really cool to go first pick, but at the same time, I guess going to a better organization is the best thing for anybody, really.
Jordy helped his team to a Western Canadian Bantam Championship in Kelowna just a few weeks ago. A Winnipeg Stelio Mateos is regarded as a top talent for the Bantam Draft, leading his Winnipeg Monarchs to the Manitoba Bantam Tier 1 title.
I would say I'm a skill power forward that can put the puck in the net, but also contribute in all three zones of the ice, and I like to think of myself as a great leader.
As for making the jump to the Western Hockey League?
The WHL, I've heard, is just a fantastic hockey league and a great development league for players that want to become NHLers in the future, but we will try to make a final decision before the Bantam draft in May.
Another top player from BC is Kamloops' Brendan Semchuk. The captain of the Kamloops Jardine Blazers is regarded as one of the top skilled forwards in the draft.
I feel like my skating is probably one of my biggest strengths. I've heard that, and also my shot and size, I guess. It's good to have advantage over other players.
Brandon says he's highly anticipating draft day.
Most of my family are coming down to spend the day with me. It should be a big event for my hockey career so far, but yeah, hopefully it turns out good.
And big forward Michael Rasmussen from the Okanagan Hockey Academy hoping to be an elite power forward in the WHL come the years ahead.
Yeah, I like to use my size to my advantage, driving wide and stuff. My compete level is definitely something that I work on, and I work real hard up there.
Michael's also looking forward to Thursday.
It's an exciting time. You try not to think about it too much when you're in the season, just try to focus on the game, but it'll be really exciting for me and my family, and I'm really looking forward to it.
As well, the top-rated American prospect is defenseman Max Gilden from Dallas. And when the teams get ready to draft, it'll be the Brandon Wee Kings stepping to the microphone for the first overall pick. The pick was acquired in a trade with the Saskatoon Blades back at the 2013 WHL trade deadline. Wee Kings general manager Kelly McCrimmon.
Great for our organization. It's a chance to select the player that we think is the best in his age group. And, as you touch on, usually you need to have a season where you finish last at this position, and we're fortunate from a previous trade that we had the right to flip picks, and it's going to be real nice for our staff in terms of our final selections, and obviously a real important day for our organization when you look at some of the young players that we already have. I think this gives us a chance to add a real premier guy to that group.
Pending a trade, Brandon will pick first. The Lethbridge Hurricanes hold the second overall pick. The Kamloops Blazers third, Moose Jaw fourth overall, and Prince George fifth. The WHL will be webcasting the first round of the Bantam Draft live on WHL.ca with hosts Andy Neal and WHL Director of Player Recruitment and Development, Kurt Hill.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice. They make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across, it's shot, goal! How about that? After a great defensive play, he scored the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott!
The Western Hockey League, it's time.
Regina Pats owner Russ Parker called a news conference this week to announce the sale of the hockey club to Queen City Sports and Entertainment Limited, headed up by Anthony Marquardt. Russ and Diane Parker have owned the Pats the last 19 seasons. He says the time was right and the fit was too.
There was no doubt that we could have put the club out on the market and looked at some other people, but I had a very high comfort level with the man that I was meeting with across the table. We're dealing with someone who lives in Regina, who's local. He's going to have some partners. So it's a very healthy arrangement. I feel personally that the team is owned by people in Regina.
As for what he'll take from his time as owner as the oldest WHL hockey franchise?
Certainly proud of where the franchise has come since, 19 years ago, the state that it was in at that particular time. And, obviously some of our, hosting the Memorial Cup was really special in 2001, hosting it and being a part of it. You always remember certain incidents like, the hockey game that went to 1:30 a.m. in the morning against Lethbridge in the playoffs, things like that for sure. Regrets, obviously I regret that we didn't win a championship. We tried like hell, believe me, but... It didn't happen.
And Parker had some closing remarks.
And again, I want to thank all of you for your support over the 19 years. It's been terrific. Some of the support from some of you has been much greater than some of you others, but it's been there, and we've always been very grateful for any of it.
The Western Hockey League has now called a special meeting of the Board of Governors for Wednesday in Calgary to review applications to transfer the ownership of both the Regina Pats and the Prince George Cougars. The owner of the Prince George Cougars, Rick Brodsky, has entered into an agreement with Mr. Greg Pocock of Edge Pro Sports and Entertainment Limited to purchase the Prince George Cougars. Mr. Pocock is the head of the group, consisting of local Prince George businessmen and former WHL players. Both franchise purchases are subject to the approval of the WHL Board of Governors, and in order of the transfer of ownership to be approved, a two-thirds majority vote is required. Should the transfer of ownership applications be approved by the Board of Governors, the sale transactions will close later in May, at which time the new ownership will be in position to then take control of the franchises. And that's the show. Hey, coming up next week, a recap of the WHL Bantam Draft, as well as the awards luncheon. We'll hear from some of the award winners from Calgary. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.